This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
Hey, I'm Nick.
And Mark is elsewhere. I think he went down to New Jersey today to pick up his mom. She's up here at a visit and all that, and has one of his firemen meetings. So anyway, he won't be here tonight. But the toll-free number for you to bring up whatever you want is 800-259-9231. Of course, Nick joining us from the Free Minds TV world and Free Minds Radio. You can go and get more of Nick and Toby as well, which is his business partner, at freemindsmedia.com. We're going to take your call.
Many companies use gimmicks and misleading free trials for their campaign. We use results. LifeChange T's formula, created by a PhD, has been around for over 20 years. There are things happening in the world that are unseen and not healthy. The public has reached its all-time record for chronic sickness. This atrocity won't change unless you call us right now. Our number is 928-308-0408. Again, that's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. And remember, we have the cheapest shipping in the industry.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want by dialing in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got the Shrine of Female Listeners, dozens of ladies that have sent us their validated photo and video proving that they listen to the show. Head over to shrine.freetalklive.com. That's shrine.freetalklive.com. And from creating new and old media to political action to civil disobedience and market-based activism, you'll find more pro-liberty activism than you likely ever imagined possible when you move here to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. Learn more at freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org. As we continue here, phone calls on hold all over the map. The topics are, we'll go across the pond first to the UK. Ziggy is on the line. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Ziggy.
Hi. Right. I was about to go to work yesterday morning, and all of a sudden, a SWAT team turned up in my neighborhood.
Oh, dear.
They were swarming right around the back of my flat, my block of flats, and then suddenly they came around the front, and one of them installed himself right in front of my front door. I mean, I didn't know what they were doing at all. Yeah, and I mean, to see policemen with automatic weapons is rare in these parts of Britain. It might not be in say, Manchester, Liverpool, or London.
Right, well, aren't the normal bobbies out there unarmed as far as guns are concerned?
Yeah, there's always one armed response unit in the area which I can call upon. But anyway,
gotcha.
I almost did a Sam I Am and get a video camera and go and ask the policeman who installed his butt in front of my door, you know, what they were doing.
Yeah, what are you doing here? Sure, why not?
Yeah, well, I'm glad I didn't, because I went to the door and I opened it and I asked him what was going on. And suddenly he turned around and, you know, he had an automatic. I could see that. And he said, get back in your apartment. And I did, as he said, because, you know, you're not going to argue with someone with a gun. The rumor is that a guy two doors down from me had got into a knife fight with somebody the previous night. And
wait, you mean he didn't turn in his knife during the knife amnesty period?
Yeah. But I just thought to myself, it's a bit of an overreaction for someone with a knife. I mean, there were at least eight of them, possibly more.
Now, wait, so they'd already gotten into the knife fight. He wasn't holding someone hostage, was he? The fight was well over at that point?
Well, I don't know.
The knife fight's not going to last very long.
No.
If you're knife fighting with somebody, someone's going to get a jab in at some point fairly quickly, I imagine.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm pretty certain that this guy does not have. I mean, this guy, I've said hello, and you know, I know him. You know, I don't know him well, but I know him enough to know that he isn't the kind of guy who's going to have a shotgun in his house.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, if it was just to do with a knife fight, I just thought it was a real overreaction.
Yeah, I would agree with you, but I think it's to be expected these days, don't you? I mean, these cops are people who are, many of them are adrenaline junkies. And
yeah, I was about to say, you know, my first thoughts were when I saw these armed police, I thought, oh no, Charles Dimenez, who was the Brazilian who was shot on the London subway, mm-hmm. mistaken for a terrorist. And it's not just that. A friend of mine, his best friend, was shot by the police last year, dead.
Oh, wow.
And, you know, the fact is that the armed police in this country are now getting a reputation for being trigger happy. So you do think, when you see armed police, you think, oh no, someone's going to get shot.
Or someone's dog. I mean, they know that they're pretty much untouchable. I'm sure it's the same way over there in the UK as it is here in the United States, where if a cop is under suspicion for doing naughty things, usually they get cleared and they'll...
Well, they close ranks here.
Yes, and that's exactly what they do.
There's something they do. They can look... Basically, when they all have to write up their statements individually, but they usually conspire with one another to get their story straight.
They're a criminal gang, and they have an interest in protecting their fellow gang members. They call it the Brotherhood. Do they call it that over there?
Well, you know, a lot of police are suspected to be, you know, in the Masonic Lodge. Before I go, I have one other thing which you might find interesting, which libertarians actually might find interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I was watching Jamie Oliver, who's a TV chef here. He was in New York doing a program, and there's an anti-restaurant movement going on where people just set up illegal restaurants on the hoof without asking permission.
This is in New York?
And give donations.
I think that's fantastic, and I thank you for the call, Ziggy. That's some nice positive news, a little bit of underground economy stuff, or agorism, I guess, going on, and such things are, I think, happening right here in our very own Keene, New Hampshire. I don't know if you've heard the rumors, Nick, but there's apparently an underground pizza operation.
I've not heard the rumors.
Yeah, it could.
Do they deliver?
Yes, they do. Completely unlicensed pizza is available in Keene. So, very cool. The toll-free number here is 800-259-9231. By the way, speaking of the police, I've heard rumors they may be coming here tonight. That's about all I know. I don't know if it's going to happen during the show or when, but, you know, we'll certainly let you know as it develops. I don't know what to think about it. 800-259-9231. I know they're on the lookout. The police here in Keene are on the lookout for Anarcho Jesse right now. As we were talking about last night, one of the activists here in the Keene area has been sentenced to 2 days in jail because he tried to plant a garden in a public piece of land in the center of town. And I guess he did not voluntarily report, so he did not assist them with their caging of him, and so therefore there's likely some sort of bench warrant out for his arrest. I don't know if they think he's here or what, but I've just heard there's a good chance the police might be showing up here tonight. So 800-259-9231. We're going to go into the email box here in a moment, but continuing with your calls, George is in Massachusetts. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, George.
Yes.
You're on the air.
Yes, hi. How are you?
Hey there. What's on your mind tonight?
Hi, I'm here to explain a recent story that happened to me in the past. This happened about 3 months ago, but I never really mentioned it to anyone because of some embarrassment. Just give me a sec, please.
Yeah. What, did you put me on hold or something? Well, what were you on?
And, what happened was, I'd found out that I had prostate cancer. And one day while I was DJing at a public party, I fell onto a pine tree, which soon happened to cure my cancer.
Wait a minute. Okay, hold on a second. Let me see if I understand here. You found out you had prostate cancer, fell onto a pine tree.
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Yeah. You fell onto a pine tree. Now, were you punctured by the pine needles, or was it a pine cone that actually did you, you know,
gave
you the
dose? No, I was punctured by the pine needles.
The pine needles. And you're saying that were you punctured in a sensitive area, I guess is the question.
Yes, my eyeball.
Your eyeball. That's So you got your prostate cancer got better, but then your eyeball not so good.
Broke in three pieces.
That's pretty tough, man. Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. But congratulations on your cure.
Let's that continue. Wasn't a bad one, but he needed somewhere to go with it.
Yeah, I didn't really have anywhere else to go with it either. I found it. I figured he was going to say he'd fallen onto rectal area with the pine needles or the pine cone or something like that because it's prostate cancer. So I'm not sure how the eye thing would have solved that problem. More on the way here, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Not all of the natural cures are actually valid, as you can see. It's Free Talk Live.
How many times have you been in a situation where having a hidden audio or video recorder would have made a difference in your life? In the past, owning a hidden video recorder has been expensive and too much of a bother to carry. That was then. This is now. Introducing Diginet Spy Sunglasses. These sunglasses contain a small hidden camera that will record up to 4 hours of real-time audio and video. The Diginet sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful searches and seizures, town hall meetings, proving your innocence, or any other situation you'd like to record. And if sunglasses aren't for you, check out the DigiPen. It does the same great job as the sunglasses, but in the form of a functional pen. Video never lies. Watch Big Brother back. Visit diginet.net. That's diginet.net. 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 Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 today. Spyville.com offers a wide range of personal protection products. Our experience in the spy and security industry allows us to provide you with quality security equipment at some of the most affordable prices you'll find. Spyville.com is your source for complete four-camera video systems starting at $499. Most of our customers install their own systems without the additional cost of an installer. A picture may be worth a thousand words, but live video tells the whole story, generally ending with a conviction. Check out our latest personal portable spy cameras, mini video cameras hidden in a keychain, a wristwatch, or even a cigarette lighter. These mini video recorders go anywhere and spy on anyone. Spyville.com also offers night vision cameras and night vision scopes. All of our products are available at Spyville.com. That's Spyville.com. Who do you want to spy on today? Spyville.com. Spy cameras and security equipment since 1997.
Okay, folks, quiz time. What resource takes care of your food needs at a moment's notice most of the year, is easily preserved for the rest of the year, is nutritious, abundant, forever GMO-free, and is free for the taking? Give up? Your answer is Wild Edible Food. With Linda Runyon's whole enchilada package on your shelf, you'll never be high and dry when everyone else is up the creek without a paddle. In fact, you'll be able to help everyone you know with the extensive knowledge gained from the 7 items in the whole enchilada package, which include books, cards, and video, as well as 2 free gifts. Now, I'd love to say this resource will always be available as your safety net, but in a national emergency, that may just not be true. And it's still now on sale. That's right, until September 21st, everything's still 10% off. So go to our website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of this offer before September 21st, or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com, or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE for the easiest and cheapest food backup plan. Don't miss it.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit ecoloblue.com. EcoloBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Ecola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue at ecoloblue.com today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. And tonight it is Ian with you.
And Nick.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Got a lot of features there, and we give them away, including live streams, broadband version of the show, and a dial-up version, even a webcam. All free for you at listen.freetalklive.com. You can snag yourself some British Sovereign gold coins at just $288 for a 22-carat .2354 troy ounce of gold. It's just a hair shy of an actual quarter ounce. The British Sovereign is world-renowned. It's been used by the military. It's all over the place, but it's an older coin, so it's got that kind of numismatic flavor to it where, you know, when you are actually utilizing it, if you're doing it in some sort of a trade or purchase, then it's not just gold bullion. It's actually got some age to it, which some people consider valuable.
It's got a history and a character to it.
Yeah. So so get yourself some British sovereign coins or some 20 francs or some silver over at gold.freetalklive.com. It's through our friends over at Midas Resources, which, of course, is the company that puts us on the air on the Genesis Communications Network. So head on over to gold.freetalklive.com. Let's continue with your phone calls about whatever you want and go to George in, yes, we actually have a different George who's not there anymore. So let's try Bob in Ohio. Bob, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Nick.
Hi, Nick. Hi, Ian.
What's on your mind tonight?
Well, first of all, I heard that guy talking about the SWAT teams, and I really believe that more humane things is rubber bullets and beanbag guns, okay, instead of hard ammunition.
Well, if you've got a guy with a knife, you should probably be able to take him down with a plastic bullet or a beanbag round discharged from a shotgun.
That'll take a man down with a knife. What I wanted to touch upon, because you had somebody from the swine flu, so if you got your pencils or pens ready, I'd like to give you a rundown on swine flu. Swine flu virus was made in Fort Detrick, Maryland, okay, by those skullduggerous people, and it's a common...
What evidence do you have for your claim?
Well, if you get online and run it down, fluscam.com, okay, Dr. Lynn Horowitz.
So there's a website with someone who's a doctor that is claiming that swine flu's been manufactured in a laboratory?
Yes, sir.
Okay,
yes,
now sir. Does he have personal knowledge of this?
Well, yes.
Because now we're playing in the world of hearsay.
Well, what you have to do is I would rather people get online and run it down for themselves. That way they can see all the evidence.
What would you suggest? I mean, let's say they go through the process and they determine that what you're saying is true. What would you suggest they do?
Well, it's a combination of bird flu, swine flu, and the old Spanish American flu, the Spanish flu, okay? And I'll give you some more rundown on that. If you want to get on, online and get that fluscam.com, Dr. Lynn Horowitz, he'll give you a total rundown on the flu scam.
Bob, my question is, and I've heard these claims that this was basically a biological warfare agent that was designed by the U.S. military. My question is, if that's true, why? Because most militarized viruses have a very high kill rate, and I'm not seeing a whole lot of people dead in the street. It doesn't seem like this would have been, if this was created by government, the H1N1 strain, it doesn't seem like it's a very effective agent to be using in warfare.
It's a slow kill. It's not a fast kill. It's a slow kill, and it's got the mercury and the Gardasil in it, okay?
What was the intent? I mean, what do you believe that if this is true and they put this out there, what do you believe the intent was?
Slow kill. In other words, it brings form. It causes, because the H1N1 protein ruins the autoimmune system, and the Gardasil is a problem, too.
Saying they're trying to kill off the population or just cause people to be panicky or what? What's the goal here? What's the conspiracy theory that you're supporting?
Well, first of all, my understanding also is that Mr. Dick Cheney, our illustrious vice president, bought hundreds of thousands of dollars in the stock of stock in the company that produces the flu vaccine. Okay, mm-hmm. First of all,
so you have to look at
economics and the Wall Street wolves. Okay, now on that deal, there are three companies. My understanding and information center says that there are three companies that have applied for patents. Three drug companies that have applied for patents on the swine flu, the H1N1 virus. So that means nobody else can dibble-dabble with it without their okay.
That is what that means. They are granted a patent.
What they cornered the market on it, the three big drug companies cornered the market on it, so independent researchers can't look into the virus without their okay.
I think that independent researchers can look into it. What you're saying is they can't patent their own cure. Right.
That's correct. Okay.
So let me see if I'm understanding what you're saying. You're saying the swine flu, in your allegation, you're alleging that the swine flu was created in a lab, that they knew in advance that this was going to be released out there, and so certain people are going to essentially benefit financially from solving this problem that they may have been involved in creating in the first place?
That's correct.
It's plausible. I mean, it's a plausible claim. I don't know if there's any, evidence.
The government has created lots of diseases.
It's a moneymaker for the Wall Street Wolves, and it throws the sheeple into panic left and right. And it's a big money maker for the drug companies.
Are people panicking over this? I mean, is it happening? I don't get out
very
much. Well,
I think a lot of people, if they're dumbed down, if you Google swine flu 60 minutes of Mike Wallace and get back on your website and Google swine flu.
Do people walk around with the masks on? I mean, I've not seen this happening, but then again, like I said, I'm not
concerned about
swine flu.
Well, no, they push it. See, they give it free with federal government subsidies. Local medicine shops and people like Walgreens and Walmart and stuff like that, they push it on the old people. And that mercury, there's from Dr. Lynn Horowitz, which is he's a neurologist and he does brain surgery. There is accumulation of mercury, heavy metal, in the brains of the people that I've had mercury shots. See?
Well, heavy metal in your ears, not so bad, but in your brain, sounds like a bad idea.
My understanding is that mercury has been eliminated from at least most of the vaccinations they use today, although it was there about 10 years ago. It was a component of vaccines, but my understanding is, Bob, that in a lot of the new vaccine recipes that they have actually removed the mercury.
Well, that is incorrect because if you go to the pharmacy,
so
like
he's got a website too. Nick.
If you go to Walgreens or somewhere where, if you go to your pharmacist and ask to see the box and the label contents on there, you will see it for yourself. It's under the name of Thermosol.
Bob, thanks for the call. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line.
The government's created a lot of diseases. Or modified them for warfare purposes. I don't think H1N1 is one of those.
But he's got a website, Nick.
It's really
a website,
not much
a doctor.
Worse.
A doctor.
It's not much. I'm on the website. This guy. I don't know if I. This guy may have been a neurologist at one point, but he doesn't look like one to me.
Anybody can look. We've talked about doctors in the past on this program. There are a lot of damn doctors out there.
Anyone with a doctorate is a doctor.
Right, and so. Just because you're a doctor doesn't mean you actually have credibility, I guess.
Well, it doesn't mean you're a medical doctor.
Right, that's true. And it doesn't mean that you have credibility. I mean, even if you're a medical doctor, you could still be kooky. And I don't know. Maybe what he's saying is true. I don't know. I'm just not going to trust a website.
It doesn't seem to me that the swine flu is... When people say that the swine flu was a government-engineered virus or, you know, they were behind it somehow, it just seems like they're buying into the media hype. I mean, they're buying into the problem. People are panicked about, not necessarily panicked, but people are overly concerned about this flu.
Which is not dangerous in comparison to the regular flu, right?
It might end up killing more people than the regular flu, but probably not by very much. If it kills twice as many people as the regular seasonal flu.
But it hasn't yet. It's not even up to par.
No,
right?
No. I mean, we'll have to see what this flu season brings, but it's not likely to be a pandemic. And I don't understand why people are panicking about it.
Right, I'm with you on this. I mean, I'm not concerned about the swine flu at all.
The news media is harping on it because it gets people concerned, they tune in, and they can sell ads.
Toll-free number, and of course the conspiracy shows are also harping on it because, for the same reasons, so they can sell ads. 800-259-9231, you can bring up what you want. We've got some ads for you. It's Free Talk Live.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
eCigarettesNational.com would like to introduce an alternative to smoking regular cigarettes to all GCN listeners. It's called the e-cigarette. It looks, feels, tastes, and delivers nicotine like a regular cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, you don't have to worry about more than 3,900 toxic chemicals and tar entering your body. There's no flame, so there's no risk of fire, and has no dangerous secondhand smoke, so it's safe for the people around you, and will save you right around 50% over smoking regular cigarettes. So, get rid of the ashtrays, the smell, and the smoke. Learn more by visiting ecigarettesnational.com. That's the letter E, cigarettesnational.com. ecigarettesnational.com. And use coupon code GCN and receive 10% off your order. Or call 1-888-329-7064. 1-888-329-7064 today. To purchase, you must be 18 or older. AirandAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirandAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirandAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirandAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirandAqua.com. That's Air and A-Q-U-A Aqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirandAqua.com. Purify your life today.
HempUSA.org urges everyone to plan ahead for possible food shortages in the future. We offer this dense, nutrient-storable food directly from the farm to your door. What the world needs is our energy-packed hemp food in a storable, portable form that can easily and quickly be picked up for travel. This food contains readily available protein, amino acids, essential fatty acids, digestive enzymes, and major minerals. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608. And with prices rising in every sector, the investment in your future is critical to have some storable food available. It wasn't raining when Noah built the ark, so be practical and be wise. Call 908-691-2608 and place your order today. If food shortages don't come, you can always rotate our hemp foods back into your daily food supply. To place your order, learn more, and see numerous other great products, visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything by dialing in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Tonight it's Ian with you.
Yeah, Nick.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. They, by the way, include the updates and a lot more. Those other talk show hosts want to charge you for their sites. We give ours away at freetalklive.com. And if you want to help support the show, then you can do that by learning how to promote us. Go to promote.freetalklive.com. You'll find a whole list of things that you can do to help get Free Talk Live into more ears around the world at promote.freetalklive.com. We continue taking your phone calls about what you want. Lauren is on the line listening to WAIS in Ohio. Lauren.
Hey, how are you doing?
What's on your mind tonight?
Good. I was just calling about the vaccine information. You were saying you weren't sure because, you know, it's on a website.
Well, yeah, and I went to the website.
Internet.
I went to the website, and Nick pointed this out to me and suggested I go and take a look at this. The last guy that was on the line was promoting a site called Flu Scam, and he was talking about this doctor, and I, of course, pointed out that, well, it's not hard to – I guess it's not easy to necessarily be a doctor, but there are a lot of doctors, and so you never know who you're dealing with. And this guy, right on the front page of his site, it looks like a crackpot site. The first thing you see is his gaping maw on the front page of the site, and he just looks – it looks ludicrous.
See, I flipped it on right when he was ending, so I'm not sure who he was telling you. But what I want to do is give you five medical doctors – and these are big, bad doctors. Dr. Rebecca Carley, invited to be on President Bush's immunization task force. She turned it down. She flat out tells you, and she's got all the documentation on her website, drcarley.com, drcarley.com. She's a medical doctor, a general surgeon. What she has on there is the fact that they're giving us the diseases, these long-term chronic diseases, are the fruit of vaccination. You've got vaccines that are, and I was a drug rep. You know, I worked in the field for 10 years. I believed all the pharmaceutical stuff. I'm a doctor's daughter. I was pre-med. I believed all this stuff. I'm not one of those people that was never a believer in medicine. It's just that I found out the truth and moved away from the lie. But the bottom line is she's got on her website all of the medical documentation from the major medical journals, New England Journal of Medicine. I mean, go down the list, and there it is. And you can just look it up. And the bottom line is when you've got vaccines that are full of cancer virus, mycoplasma, monkey kidney tissue, hamster ovary tissue, aborted fetal tissue, these are the basic substrates. Well, no, I mean, this is just what's in them. I'm just, yeah. Look, when I was a drug rep, look, hamster ovary tissue, that was nothing. I sold a lot of stuff. I mean, that's how it's made.
Now is she pitching a product too? Because this
none of these doctors. I'm going to give you five. Dr. Rebecca Carley, she was invited to be on George Bush's task force. Dr. Bill Deagle, he's a major whistleblower, and now he will discuss specifically the H1N1 and what's going on. His website is NutriMedical.com, and you know, of course, he's on the GCN network and has a show. He's actually so. I have a hard time keeping up with him, and I know what's going on. But it's very specific. He'll lay it out for you. Dr. Bill Deagle, that's NutriMedical.com. Then there's Dr. Mark Geyer, National Institutes of Health.
Are these all people? You don't have to go down the whole list. I mean, they're all just, you know, doctors.
Well, no, I mean, these are, you know, Mark Geyer, that's National Institutes of Health. I mean, this guy's not even against vaccines, but he's very hostile to the thimerosal, which is mercury, in the vaccines. And no, it hasn't been taken out. They just told you it's been taken out. Now, he's not even against vaccines. He just, you know, he's looking at a hepatitis vaccine for a newborn that's got 25 micrograms of mercury in it. You have to be a 650-pound adult in order to tolerate that level of mercury. Don't you wonder what all these sudden infant death syndromes, babies dying in the crib, death in the SIDS, you know, I mean.
Is that happening a lot? I mean, I don't even know.
Are you kidding? Yeah.
Yes,
and the thing is, they're prosecuting the moms and dads. They're saying, you shipped your baby to death, when really the babies are bleeding out. The boys, 2-1 over the girls. Their brains can't tolerate and eliminate that level of mercury. It simply destroys the neural tissue. So that's
what's
going on.
So you're saying that some of these doctors are out against specifically the H1N1?
No. These are just medical doctors who have looked, and basically the facts are all laid out on their sites. They are laid out in their practices. Dr. Andrew Malden.
So you're saying that some of these folks are against vaccines entirely. One of them is not necessarily.
Yeah, Mark Geyer's not against them completely. He's okay with some of them, but he is really mad about the hepatitis because of the mercury in it, and they keep telling the people that the mercury's out, and it's not. And then Dr. Andrew Malden has the documentation on his site, and it's basically that you've got microvascular stroking occurring as a result of vaccination. And then Dr. Rima Labo.
I don't know what that means, but it sounds like you spent a lot of time.
Well, what it means is that you can't get enough oxygen to whatever organ is being. So if it's the brain, you don't get oxygen there. You stroke, and then now you've got brain damage. If it's the heart, okay. If it's the kidney, every human is different. It depends on your body's ability.
Let me take the vaccine advocate side, because I don't really have a horse in this race. At least I don't feel like I do.
Well,
so,
it's not a matter of advocating or not advocating. It's a matter of what are the facts and evidence. And the facts and evidence are mercury is toxic. You ought not inject it into your body. Aluminum is toxic. You ought not inject it into your body.
But don't you need a little bit of aluminum, though? I mean, don't you need little trace amounts of certain metals?
Inject it into your bloodstream so that your body makes antibodies to it? No, you don't. See, that's the whole thing. God didn't make our units to function that way. Pathogens aren't supposed to get directly into your bloodstream. This is what I'm saying. They're bypassing the normal immune system, and then what they're doing is hyperstimulating your immune system. That's what all the autism, what all the Alzheimer's.
What do you
think,
Lauren? I want to know what Lauren thinks. Do you feel like all vaccines are bad news, or what?
Would I take one? Absolutely not. I would never let anybody stick a needle. Huh?
Do you have kids?
Five.
And
I have one that's vaccine damaged that I'm dealing with diabetes. Did you realize that of the children born after the year 2000, 1 out of 3 have diabetes? 1 out of 3 children.
Where did
born
that number come
after
from?
2000. It was announced on the news last week. I didn't, you know, write it down, or mm-hmm. I mean, I can't tell you the source, but I can tell you the one child I had that I vaccinated at birth is the one that I'm having the most trouble with. And I'm telling you what, it's, if I didn't know a little bit about naturopathy and what I'm doing, this child, I mean, you know, God help this child. But here's the cool thing for you. You ever heard of the Simpson Woods meeting?
Nope.
I want you to check this out. Just put it in a search engine.
Is this another group of old men meeting in the woods?
No, this is your congressman. This is representatives from the Congress, the Senate, pharmaceutical companies, and they met in Georgia in 2000. It was published in the Journal of Pediatrics, November 2000. It was an emergency meeting. What they discussed was the fact that the vaccines are causing damage. What they decided to do was not vaccinate their own children, but continue to vaccinate the rest of the people. Who spoke at that meeting? That would be Dr. Ron Wyden. You know,
who's that?
Senator Ron Wyden.
I didn't know that.
Senator, doctor, medical
Never
doctor.
Heard of him.
Well, he spoke at that meeting, and he was furious about it. And this is what I mean. It's
furious
200,
about what?
I think it's 289 pages is the transcript. You can get the transcript.
Have you
about
actually,
the fact that they know that the vaccines are
Lauren,
causing...
have you actually looked at this information? I mean,
sure, I actually pulled out a copy and I took it over to a radio station. Yeah, I help, you know, I distribute information to make sure people at least know what it is that they're looking at. But it's kind of like how you just assume when they tell you that the mercury's out of the vaccines that it's out. But no, they just changed the name to Thimerosal, and it's still in there.
Lauren, just so I can be sure what I am looking at, the website, the first website you gave,
drcarley.com.
C-A-R-L-E-Y?
Yes.
Okay.
And let me give you one more. Dr.
Well, what are you saying there, Nick? Hold on a second. What are you seeing on this website?
I haven't had a chance to read the whole website.
Okay.
Oh, it's a big website. And she uses the medical journals back for 100 years to document information.
Uh-oh.
But and that's what I mean, Dr.
It looks
Bill
like
Deagle.
A crazy website. I just went there too. It looks like one of the ladies.
I haven't had a chance to maybe.
Well, here's the thing.
Journals.
This crazy woman was invited to be on Bush's immunization task force. So
that
that's how
give
crazy
her credibility.
She is.
It doesn't give her credibility if she was
well,
on. The
well, I'm
task
just making
force.
The point. You know, if you,
yeah,
I guess
hey,
if,
I'm not saying that you shouldn't. I'm not taking a side on this. I think that you're bringing out the information you think is valuable. You've got your personal story. You've got your case study, and I understand.
No. I wouldn't. If all my children were perfect, I still wouldn't. That's not what this is about. I'm just saying there is thimerosal in those vaccines. It is mercury. There is aluminum. They don't deny this. That's why I'm saying if you will just look at the package inserts for the drugs, then look at the side effect profile, okay?
Is there a website, though, that doesn't look like it's crazy? I mean, when
well,
I, when I say
point.
That...
Do you want to know the truth, or do you want to worry about whether you look crazy or not?
I think appearances make a difference. I mean, if you're trying to present something to people, and you give them a website to go to learn more, and it looks like timecube.com, because it's just you just scroll down and down and down and down.
Well,
and
here's a really
ends.
Cool one. Dr. Rima Labo is Major General Burt Stubblebine's wife. She's 30 years.
Quick, we're running out of time.
Oh, she's 30 years. Albert Einstein School of Medicine, 30 years plus in the field of medicine.
What's
and
the
she
URL?
Says flat out, diseases are caused by vaccines. She's a medical
what's,
doctor,
what's
30
the
years,
URL?
General's wife.
Does she have her own website?
Dr. Rima Labo. Oh, man, yeah. And she's the one that does all the work on
the
Codex Alimentarius. I don't know the website.
Hey, Lauren, I appreciate the call, and I appreciate where you're coming from. I mean, I don't know if I'd feel comfortable giving my kid these things, too. I don't know. Hour 2 is coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Candy. For inspiring ideas for your next celebration, be sure to visit us at CelebrationCorner.com. You don't have to wait for a holiday to plan a festive meal. Celebrate anytime with a fun menu or creative theme. Invite friends for a roll-your-own sushi dinner, or surprise your family with a birthday cake when it's nobody's birthday. Fun is the name of the game, so make up a special reason of your own. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.